The following is a Pro Football Network podcast, the primary voice for pro football at profootballnetwork.com.
Andre, welcome to Radio Row.
Yeah, I'm here, man, every year. It's like, I don't know how many years now I've been here. It's a great way to not only talk about the game, but, you know, everybody's got their own agenda.
Well, let's hear it. What is yours?
Mine is, I'm promoting a whiskey called B-Goat, and it is being an ambassador with Owen Morgan, who's like the goat of cricket, and bringing cricket and American football together on a national stage, on a world stage. The Olympics are coming in, Summer Olympics in 2028, it will be in L.A. A lot of things are going on, and just happy to be an ambassador for them with Owen, and bring to light about what B-Goat's about. And
what do you think? Yeah. What do you think of the atmosphere here in Las Vegas? You like it?
Vegas atmosphere. Vegas is Vegas. It's always going to be an atmosphere here.
Think the Super Bowl? No, never. It's here.
Vegas?
It's here to stay.
Never had. And any team, let alone a professional football team. I mean, they got a hockey team here now, and WNBA, baseball. So good. I mean, it's good. It's good for Vegas. Who knows what's gonna be happening?
Let's talk about your Bills for a minute. Obviously, a lot of talent. Come up short every couple of years. You know, can't get past Patrick Mahomes. What do they need to do to get past the Kansas City Chiefs and get back to the Super Bowl level that they were that when you played?
Well, I don't know if they'll ever get back to that. I mean, maybe. I mean, it's possible, but they got to get to a game first to be. You got to beat the top dog on the hill, and that's the Chiefs. And that's right now the Bills' nemesis is Kansas City.
So you played with Jim Kelly. Obviously, offenses are different. Your guy Dan Marino said he might throw for 6,000 yards into today's game. How many yards would you get in today's game?
I mean, Tyreek almost had 2,000. I mean, my best season was like 1,400, 1,700. I mean, I can shoot 1,700 yards. That's not out of the question. You know, a couple hundred more yards, the way the game is now. It definitely favors the receiver. So they want scoring.
Speaking of receivers in the games, obviously San Francisco has Deebo Samuel and Brandon Ayuk. Do you think that's going to be the difference in the Super Bowl, or are you going to look at Kansas City and their weapons?
I think what they do with Christian McCaffrey, how they do him, and the pressure that they put on Brock Purdy. Because some of these guys have never been to a Super Bowl for San Francisco. It's a different game. It's the same game, but it's different. How are they going to, you know, play under the pressure?
Obviously, the result wasn't what you expected, but you played in four of them. What is your most fondest memory of a Super Bowl?
Just the opportunity to be in there. As a kid, you never thought, you know, I never thought I'd play in a Super Bowl. I never thought that. So, it didn't happen the way I wanted to, but there's a lot of guys that admire me for just being there, especially in the league now.
I always ask the question, and from a fan perspective, but from a player's perspective, would you rather get there and lose or not get there at all?
I gotten that question 50 billion times in the last 25, 30 years. It's kind of a double-edged sword. You're gonna get cut at both ends. You know, again, to me, that all comes under the word opportunity. You don't get any of that without the opportunity.
Andre Reed, Hall of Famer, B-Goat, go get it now. David Behrman, Radio Row here at Mandalay Bay, ProFootballNetwork.com, at PFN 365.